Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaugh. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Art John. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ray Blades. Batting second. The shortstop, Spex Topperser. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Heinie Mueller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duster Mails. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Duster Mails. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is called out on strikes. One out. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brooks. Topperser reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville misplays the ball. That's an error on Moranville. Topperser moves to third. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive. Bottomley is thrown out after the base hit. Topperser scores. Hornsby goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Hafey reaches second base with a double. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards third. Fragaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Brooks moves to second. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball towards right. Hafey settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hafey. Brooks scores. Moranville goes all the way around to score. Gonzalez moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mails fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heathcote bunts, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Fragaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hafey. John reaches second base with a double. Hafey throws the ball into Bell, who tags John trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Adams scores. Fragaw goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 0 for 1 in the game. Blades is called out on strikes. One out. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Topperser hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hafey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duster Males is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Males is 0 for 1 in the game. Males hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Males fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Adams steals second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Heathcote moves to second. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fragaw takes first base on ball 4. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. John strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blades. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Heathcote scores. Fragaw goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Grimm moves to third. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Males fires to first and picks off Brooks. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 0 for 2 in the game. Blades hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Topperser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of John. Topperser reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and has Topperser trapped. There's the throw to Fragaugh, who throws to Moranville, who tags Topperser for the out. Hornsby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bottomley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blades. Moranville reaches second base with a double. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hafey hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. John hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Art Reinhardt pinch hits for Duster Mails. Art Reinhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reinhardt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 0-for-3 in the game. Blades strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Dickerman now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moranville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Topperser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hafey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.